Business.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us. We're here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. Boy, we got a lot of stories in the news today. You ready to go right to it?
I am ready.
I hope so. Here we go. It's time for You Choose the News, the game show at the top of the hour that has very little to do with the news and everything to do with Angel's choice. Though I don't know that she would choose almost any of these, but we'll do our best.
But you're bringing them anyway.
Well, there's a theme to two of these stories, and the theme is, and I feel the need to offer a disclaimer here, the theme is porn, but I'm not going to get graphic with it, I promise.
Because you know, we've already talked about how much sweat comes out of your pores, we already have gotten as graphic as we're going to get.
That's truly as graphic as we're going to get. I won't get graphic with this, but there's two stories in the news that is interesting at the very least. So, porn number one, porn number two, yeah? Okay? Just going to leave it at that. And then, you won't believe what causes cancer. And T-Rex American Ninja.
Oh, T-Rex American Ninja.
Is that the one you want?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Do you watch the American Ninja on Channel 9
or in
our NBC affiliate?
I don't watch it on television.
No?
But I do watch the highlights on Facebook.
You do? Okay. Well, there is a guy who runs around. You've probably seen him on Facebook, who runs around in a oversized T-Rex outfit, costume. Have you seen this guy?
Mm-hmm, I have.
He walks his dogs with a T-Rex costume. He does all kinds of funny stuff in this T-Rex costume. I want a T-Rex costume because of this man, and it's the only costume I would wear unashamedly. He took on the American...
That hurts. I just want you to know.
Oh, come on, because I don't want to be Dumbledore for your child.
You don't want to be anything.
I don't.
You don't want to play when we play Halloween. You don't want to do anything when we do a theme party.
You don't get to say that because you're the only person I've ever dressed up for. That sounded weird, and it's not like that. But you make me do these dumb events.
Make you do these dumb events.
I wear these headpieces.
You own the headpiece.
I do.
I didn't buy it for you.
I used to be a camp speaker.
You own the apparel.
I don't really get into it.
And yet he owns the decoration. He owns the costumes, but he says, Angel, I don't wear costumes.
Hey, listen, we're going to run out of time.
I won't wear costumes.
In Las Vegas, Nevada, a man in a bulky Tyrannosaurus Rex costume took on the American Ninja Warrior course and shocked the crowd with an impressive show of the Cretaceous athleticism. Rico Rivera donned the inflatable costume Monday to attempt NBC's qualifying course under the name of 65-million-year-old Tyrannosaurus Rex. Seemed to shock the crowd, the show's announcers, by making it past multiple difficult obstacles despite the size of his costume. And the costume goes probably a full 3 feet above his head. So, anyways, I watched this. It was flipping hysterical to see. I mean, this guy, he, first of all, he is a warrior. I mean, he is amazingly strong. And to see him do his athletic stuff was just funny. He finally ended up falling into a pool of water. But everybody just loved him. And then after he fell in the pool of water, he tackled the last obstacle, which is a ramp that you have to run up and grab. And he made it in one thing.
Wow.
He could have gone all the way.
Wow.
Yeah. T-Rex, come back. Okay, so there was that one. We've got... You won't believe what causes cancer or porn one, porn two.
I guess. How about cancer?
Yeah. See, we put off the... you're afraid because even though I've told you I'm not going to get over the graphic.
It's you.
It's me. This, according to CNN, anyone who likes to curl up with a steaming hot drink should consider letting some of that warmth subside. Drinking it could increase your risk of developing cancer. Folks, take this story with a grain of salt, please. All right? And the reason I say that is because...
Take all eggs, the stories you hear eggs, with a grain of salt, please.
Eggs were bad for you, now eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you, eggs are good for you.
Yeah, fat is bad, but we need some, you know, avocados and olive oil.
Yesterday, okay? I saw a report that says coffee is not the bad thing that has always been made out to be. It's good for you. And now this... In a review published today by the International Agency of Research on Cancer, the Cancer Agency of the World Health Organization, drinking very hot beverages was classified as probably carcinogenic to humans. I don't get it, but let's listen. Drinking tea, coffee, or other hot beverages at the temperature of hot, it doesn't say what temperature, especially hot.
149 degrees.
149?
That is really hot.
That is not hot.
It is not hot?
No, I tell people to bring your coffee to 180.
Eric orders my drinks extra hot. Is he trying to kill me?
180 degrees.
I think he is, yeah.
180 degrees. Actually, The extra hot at Starbucks is 165 degrees. But I like it at 180.
It's a conspiracy.
It's not. Says it can cause significant scald burns in the esophagus when they're consumed. And, okay, so what you... Bill... Shame on you for bringing this story, mister. This isn't about...
Shame on Bill. I'm sorry. Who just shared that story?
This is not about hot stuff is going to cause cancer. It's about you don't know how to drink. That's what it's about.
Well, why didn't you tell the story right?
Oh, jeez. All right. Guess what? We have porn number one, porn number two, and I'm going to go with porn number one first.
All right. What if we want to start with number two?
Well... Do
you have to do them in order?
Are you choosing porn number two?
I'm not choosing either of them.
That's
actually
what I thought. You see. Okay. So there's a site called Pornhub. Yeah. And it's a place where people go look online for stuff like that. It just released a new category of videos for people who are visually impaired.
Videos for visually impaired.
Yeah, and the screenshot that is quite safe. It's just a screenshot with Braille.
Mm-hmm. A screenshot of Braille.
I'm sure it's the logo, the Pornhub logo, in Braille.
But you can't feel it.
You can't feel it's on a screen, right? Mm-hmm. And then underneath it is one has to ask the question, who's watching that? But it's Pornhub Cares, and they call this new thing Described Video. Each video includes a special narration that has been tailored and crafted to give the user, quote, full enjoyment of the scene.
You can do that now with regular movies. Have you ever watched? Have you ever put the visually impaired? Yeah, you can get the closed caption.
Yeah.
Right? But you can also...
That's audio impaired.
Right? You can also do a visually impaired on some movies.
And they describe?
And they describe the scene.
The waves are rolling back and forth from left to right.
Right.
It's kind of like a football game.
Right.
Yeah, well.
They do, and they describe it. And it is very distracting, of course, if you're trying to watch a movie. But if you can't see it.
I would just think that would be.
You could hear
even
it.
Even more distracting if you're watching or you're trying. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think it is an unusual if you're visually impaired.
I'm not the
target
market.
They're trying to attract that market because they haven't been able to have that market before. So they're trying to tap into a new a new niche market.
I'm not
sure how they would market that, but okay.
All right, and then point number two, and I think this is kind of funny and ironic. I probably shouldn't be as crude as I can be. There's a hacker who is fighting ISIS. You know, the Islamic State.
A hacker is fighting them?
A hacker is, yeah. Out of Los Angeles, a hacker said that he has hacked at least 250 social media accounts of Islamic State members over the last month, and he has swapped their content with porn and gay pride content. The hacker, who goes by the name Wachula Ghost, is waging his own war against the Islamic State by erasing reference to jihad with images that say, "I love porn, and I'm gay and proud," and lots of images of nude women.
Mm.
Yeah. There were a few of us that discovered a vulnerability, he told CNN Money. We thought, hey, let's go start taking their accounts down and humiliating them. Apparently, and this goes to, you know, the Islamic aversion to all such things. They're a modest group of people in a lot of ways. And they're supposed to do bad things to themselves if they see revealing content.
That's why they tell you to get all your women
and
parade them naked,
street. Those two are in the news. I apologize. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS ID 39179, NMLCConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
People in business, the experience pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate you. Have you ever been to Coney Island?
I have not.
Haven't you? Oh, no. Gosh, you need to go. And when you go to Coney Island, you need to stop at Nathan's Famous. Oh, my goodness, what an amazing establishment. And we have a guest who is directly related to Nathan.
You know, and here's thinking about some success stories. And we were talking, of course, earlier about Macy's, some of these iconic brands. And, of course, Nathan's Famous is one of America's most loved and iconic household brands. Well, there's a brand new book kind of highlighting the story written by Nathan's grandson. The book is Nathan's Famous, The First 100 Years. Yes, they are celebrating 100
years.
An unauthorized view of America's favorite Frankfurter company, written by the grandson of Nathan and also former senior vice president William Handwerker, chronicles the birth of the family business while detailing the entrepreneurial spirit, business lessons and successes, along with the trials and tribulations of the company's growth into an international restaurant chain and supermarket brand that it is today. William says, I needed to write this book to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Nathan's Famous and my family legacy. I wanted to honor my grandfather, who came to America not knowing how to read or write. He established the quintessential hot dog brand in America. William Handwerker, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hey, William, it's fantastic having you. Let's start at the beginning. From Poland to Manhattan, Grandpa made the journey. And what got him started in the restaurant business?
Well, I think it stems from when he was a child. He was 6 years old and living in the conditions that the whole family was, where they had no money. He went to work at the age of six in a bakery.
Wow.
Selling knishes door to door in Poland, and I surmise that's the main reason why he knew that he could eat whatever he wanted there, and that he said, well, maybe I think that's how he got his love of the food business, and it stemmed from being from his young age working.
You know, I love it, and you hear about this story about how he started on Coney Island selling hot dogs. He outdid the competition. What do you think his secret was?
Well, I mean, that also goes, he worked at a very famous, one of the largest restaurants in Coney Island as a roll cutter. In those days, the rolls came to the restaurant uncut, and he became the best cutter. As the story goes, Eddie Cantor and Jimmy Durante were singing waiters there, and they tried to convince him to open up his own place and sell hot dogs for a nickel, because most of the restaurants and stands in Coney Island at the time were selling hot dogs for a dime. And they said to him, look, we'll lend you the money. We'll lend you $300 to open your own place, because we think if you sold it for a nickel, that you get a lot more business. Well, what happened was the competition spread rumors that he was selling hot dogs for a nickel using inferior meats. And what he did to combat that was to have people, he went down to Coney Island Hospital and asked and borrowed doctors' coats and stethoscopes and had to stand in front of the stand eating free hot dogs, and people would go by and say, well, if it's good enough for doctors, it's good enough for me.
Good marketing.
I love it.
Good marketing.
Our guest is William Handwerker. He's the grandson of Nathan Handwerker, who's the founder of Nathan's Famous. And, gosh, if you've never been down there, you really got to check this out. Now, you guys are famous for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is you established the hot dog eating contest. And I got to tell you, brother, to see little tiny women do what they do in 2 minutes with hot dogs is both disgusting and I can't look away. Where did that come from?
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, the Coney Island event attracts approximately 20,000 to 30,000 screaming fans.
Right.
As well as millions who watch it every summer. And it began with two of our PR people back in the early 70s, who Max Rosie and Morty Matz were our PR people. And back then, you have to understand that Nathan's reputation was much bigger than the actual business itself, and every dollar that was spent on PR and advertising had to be well done to be most effective.
Sure.
So Max Rosie went down. His other client was a department store, Hess's department store in Allentown, PA. And he ran a donut eating contest there, and it went well for them. And basically, him and Morty thought that if it's good enough, if it's successful for a department store, what do you think it would do for a well-established restaurant, especially hot dogs? And boy, were they right. And so the initial contests in the early 70s would be down, and they'd be like 10 or 15 people, and Max would go to that week of the event. He'd go to every newspaper and TV station and radio station to make sure that they came down on the 4th of July, because 4th of July is usually a slow news day.
Sure.
It was best shot for coverage.
Well,
yeah,
and,
that was
and
smart,
it's
right?
Been amazing. I've got one last question. We got 60 seconds for the answer. William, the book is called Nathan's Famous, The First 100 Years, An Unauthorized View of America's Favorite Frankfurter Company. Are you getting in trouble with your family? Is this unauthorized and frowned upon?
No, not at all. The answer for that is because I'm no longer associated with the company.
Oh, I see.
That I'd have to do that just to make things kosher.
Nice. Very
all
nice.
All right. Well,
well, congratulations to your family celebrating 100 years of this American icon. The first 100 years. I love how that is described, which means there's going to be another 100 years. Of course,
yes.
Pick it up wherever you buy your favorite books. Nathan's Famous, The First 100 Years, An Unauthorized View of America's Favorite Frankfurter Company. William Handwerker, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and if anyone's interested, you can contact me on Facebook, Nathan's Famous, The First 100 Years.
All right, well, we'll make sure that we repeat that as well. I'm going to go out and buy some Nathan's Famous Frankfurters today.
We're going to have a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
Right here in the studio.
All right.
With Eric.
There you go, with me. Cheers. All right, well, I'm excited about that, and what a great legacy, what a family business. Of course, get the book and realize the challenges and the obstacles that all had to be overcome in order to get to that first 100
years. So exciting to read about.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We got more positive business talk, bottom of the hour news coming up next. And when we return, well, you know, it's just us.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Napa Know-How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of: America, racing, and freedom, by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My Bad Back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-320-8443. That's 800-320-8443 for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself and see how little they cost. Rated number one by ConsumerAffairs.com, Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. So if you've ever had a bad night's sleep, wake up sore, stiff, with back, neck, or shoulder pain, call for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. Amaze yourself. See how little they cost. Call 800-320-8443. That's 800-320-8443. 800-320-8443. Call now.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the three C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C: choice. Because when you call for your free endless pool idea kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for your free information. 1-800-283-7960. That's 1-800-283-7960.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the experience pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Go ahead, clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
All right, so I see you're going to rethink the way we think of happy, right?
I like the song.
Right, do you ever feel like you're just struggling and doing things the hard way, trying to find happiness and balance in your life? Well, our next guest, a little over a decade ago, relocated his family to buy a business, ended up in $300,000 in debt, learned the hard way what life was really all about, managed to turn his life around to become a multimillionaire and a happier family guy. In fact, serial entrepreneur, married, father of five, he discovered the solutions and has written about finding balance in his new book, Rethink Happy, An Entrepreneur's Journey Toward Authentic Joy. It's a parable that follows a small business owner who is struggling both at work and at home as he finds the secret to success. It also teaches fathers how to turn their lives around in every way. Doug Kizgin, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, hello, Angel and Eric. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Doug, very nice to have you. It seems like an appropriate place. The gentleman who found happiness and true authentic joy on the most positive business talk show in America. Let's talk a little bit about this life-work balance. We hear that word bantered around all the time. Is it possible?
Absolutely, it's possible. It's about making a choice. I was at a mastermind meeting last week, and a gentleman got up and talked about how at about 5 o'clock, it seems like something always pops up. He owns his own business. He's an attorney. And he said, something pops up, and I have to do it. And I stay there till 7:15, and I raised my hand amongst about 35 other professionals, and I said, no, you don't have to do it. You're making the choice that you want to do it. Either you can delegate it, either you can put a system together to combat it, or you can make the choice to prioritize your family. At the end of the day, it's a decision.
Mm-hmm. I remember having a tough conversation with my husband one time, kind of the same thing. But there's all these things and there's all this stuff. And he's like, Angel, you have a choice to make, and you have to decide if your family is more important. And a lot of times, Doug, when we talk about work-life balance, we usually talk about it from a woman's point of view. I think women feel a lot of guilt, right? When we're at home, we feel like we should be working. When we're at work, we feel like we should be at home. Do dads and fathers, do they kind of have that same thing where they're trying to come up with that work-life balance and be in two places at once?
So it's interesting. One of my primary businesses right now is I'm a business consultant and organizational consultant, and I use a program called Culture Index that assesses strengths and weaknesses. And it's interesting, almost all of the successful entrepreneurs and executives are innately selfish. So men in general think we get to do what we want to do when we want to do it, the way we want to do it. And even in the book a little bit, the protagonist has the same sort of sense of, I want to do what I want to do, and I'm happy because I'm getting to do what I want to do. And this mentor comes into his life and kind of shakes him up and makes him realize that he's not as happy as he thinks he is, and making choices that are all about ourselves ultimately lead to less happiness.
Interesting.
Wow. All right.
Right?
Well,
that's a tough lesson to learn, right?
Absolutely. So, Doug, let's get some practical application here. Give us a couple of ideas that we can do, maybe a couple of small sacrifices that make big improvements, both in the business and in our personal lives.
Well, a couple of things to think about first is, obviously, the title of the book is Happy, so it's about thinking, and I use some philosophical and psychological principles throughout, even though it's in a fable, kind of easy to read format. And Socrates, most people have heard of, the unexamined life is not worth living. So the first sort of practical tip is to take time, take a deep breath, set aside regular time, preferably daily. And this isn't like write a to-do list. This is put it on your calendar, like a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment or an attorney appointment, and set it aside to think from a bird's eye view of where you're at right now and where you're going. Most people have heard of that quote. Many people have not heard about Aristotle's quote that came later, which is the unplanned life is not worth examining. So it's great to think about it. It's great to sort of examine it. But if we don't set aside specific kind of a roadmap to get where we want to go, we're never going to get there.
Well, Walt Kelly and his comic strip Pogo in 1970 said, "We have met the enemy, and he is us."
Yes.
All right. So
yes,
it's not quite Aristotle, but you know, I'm doing my best.
It's close.
So Doug, you kind of went through a trial, right? Some challenges. You moved your family, relocated them, which can be very challenging. Ended up in, you know, making a financial decision that ended up with a lot of debt. I think a lot of times it's almost like we have to hit rock bottom before we are willing to take that assessment and say something's got to change. And I think the idea behind the book, Rethink Happy, before you get to the bottom, you don't have to wait until you've lost everything and feeling completely miserable. We can make that adjustment now, right?
Oh, Angel, that is absolutely exactly why I had to write the book. Because I thought, gosh, I've got to catch people before they get this low, so to speak. You know, take a six-figure income, go away, move your family. We're living in an apartment. We have four kids at the time, and I halved my salary twice, and you know, kind of rice and beans, and taking out more debt. And it's where, you know, honestly, God hit me across the head and said, it's not about your ego. It's not about you. It's not about you being in total control. It's about thinking about others, putting others first, prioritizing what really matters, which is, you know, faith first, family second, and this business thing third. And, of course, it's easy to do when business is so bad.
Right, right.
Sure.
That's to be positive. But by the same token, you know, if you can catch this book or you catch these principles, and before that, ideally, maybe it'll, you curtail, you know, having to go that low to get to kind of wake up.
Doug, I'm so glad that you brought the Lord into this, because I want to ask you to help us clarify the difference between happiness and joy. I used to be a preacher, and I get the difference, but help our listeners from your perspective.
Oh, gosh, what a great question. So two reasons anyone is sad, taking out of the account, clinical depression or something of that nature. Usually two reasons we're sad. Number one, either we're thinking and focusing 100% on ourselves, or two, we are not prioritizing a relationship with God. And so if you don't have those two things, you need to start having those. Now, happiness is fleeting. Happiness to me and in the book defined is these fleeting pleasures or self-indulgences or things of that nature, and certainly they can be or make us happy in a fleeting short-term way, but they're not authentic joy. Authentic joy only comes from getting outside of ourselves, getting a strong relationship with God, where we're setting aside time to pray and to live out the virtues and to live a godly life as best we can.
Yeah, well said. I used to tell people that I can bang my thumb with a hammer and lose my happiness immediately, but they can't take my joy away. So good stuff.
I love it. Doug, the book is Rethink Happy, An Entrepreneur's Journey Toward Authentic Joy. And you are a serial entrepreneur. How long did it take, you know, once you made this shift, Doug? And I know you've gone on to start some more businesses and also You actually brought into your home some at-risk boys, helped them to achieve the highest GPAs in their community. I mean, you've done some amazing things. How long would you say it was before you started to see the shift in the change that you had made?
So, months and years. I mean, the thing about the journey toward our Lord and the journey toward having this sustainable joy, it's a battle. It's a struggle because there are so many temptations. There's so many sort of worldly things that get in front of us that are there to sort of tear us down. And so it took several months, at least 2 years, where I started really understanding what's going on. And speaking of the at-risk boys, that was a fundamental switch in terms of my concept of parenting, to be able to live in the same house with 8 at-risk boys and to begin raising our own family. Unbelievable learning experience.
All right. Well, congratulations to you.
You
love the book. Love the concept. Pick one up for your dad for Father's Day, which will be a tremendous gift.
Absolutely.
In fact, Rethink Happy.
Yep. Rethink Happy. Pick up two. One for your dad for Father's Day and one for the entrepreneur that you know needs to hear this today. Doug, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you very much for having me.
You betcha. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your networking and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. You should do exactly what the big announcer voice just said. You should message us. You should call us. Call 855-FANBRAG. Tell us who you love doing business with. We are here and we are listening.
That's right. You can FANBRAG every single day, FANBRAG every day by calling 855-FANBRAG or using the app to share your FANBRAG.
Find that app at experiencepros.com/radio. All right. Let's talk a little bit about branding. You see, branding has a new expert.
A new expert.
Uh-huh. It's the customer.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Well, let's explain.
All right.
The internet is flooded with advice from branding experts all over the world, yes? Each tip and rule of branding is meant to drive you closer to your customer while maintaining a business that is geared towards maximum profitability. But what if the best way to get closer to your customer was simply to listen to what they were saying? That's what the founder of the company known previously as HVLS, that's High Volume Low Speed Fan Company, they did, and they have not looked back since. So HVLS, High Volume Low Speed Fan Company.
Okay.
They make those huge, you know, fans with blades that are
I've seen these. They have a special name for these fans.
Well, they do now.
No, the fans always had the special name.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's the deal. They would answer. So here's the deal. They would answer the phones with HVLS Fan Company. How can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And on the other end, the people would say, "Hey, aren't you the guys who make those big ass fans?" And after a little less than a year, they went ahead and changed their name to Big Ass Fans.
Okay, so they had a corporate name,
yeah.
High Volume, Low Speed, or something
right,
like that.
That's correct,
right?
Yeah.
And but they had a product
correct.
That was pretty popular among the community,
that
right?
That product was called the Big Ass Fans.
And they were big.
And they are.
Right?
Yeah,
they did. They moved a lot of air.
Uh-huh.
Very impressive and very popular. And so, yes, so they were known not by the name of the company, they were known by that product.
Correct.
And so had a conversation and decided to rebrand as, you know, as the that company instead of the name that it was, totally to do a rebrand based on what their customers were
asking.
Correct.
You know, you're known as the Big Ass Fan Company. You might as well be the Big Ass Fan Company. They're breaking the rules of branding. While the guys over at Big Ass Fans may be making branding excerpts experts cringe, they certainly are staying on top of the most important rules, like maintaining their focus on future and keeping their purpose clear, having well-defined goals, and an exemplary set of business standards. As businesses grow and evolve, these rules are key to success and set the tone for exactly how you can successfully package the brand for the future. So don't just start the conversation. When it comes to branding, frankly, when it comes to business, when it comes to connecting with your customer base, it isn't enough to just start a conversation. You have to become the conversation. You must brand yourself, your company, in such a way that the conversation becomes synonymous with who you are and what you stand for. As Big Ass Fans founder Kerry Smith said, we've backed everything with serious research, intensive engineering, and an almost obsessive drive to innovate and improve. No matter what we're doing, we're already going to be big every single day, and we're not stopping because of a name change.
You know what?
That's kind of cool.
You know, that they had the conversation, that they were listening, that they were paying attention to what people were saying, how people were talking about them, and then were willing to actually make the shift, right? Rebranding your name is no small task. Right. Really, it's almost like starting the company all over again with all of your marketing materials, you know, the Secretary of State. I mean, the whole thing, you really are shutting one company down and starting all over again. It's not as simple.
Do you remember day that we rebranded to Experience Pros? We went out for pizza and came back with a new name, a new website. We were so excited. We went and told a marketing expert that we'd rebranded, and she went into a panic. No.
Right.
No.
You do tend to jump the gun pretty quickly when we kind of get some news, right? We had talked about it, and then immediately he's telling people we've changed it. We haven't done anything
I'm
yet
so excited.
To change it, right? You do. You get so excited. But, Eric, you leave this wake. There's things that have to get done. There's a proper order. And she did. She had that whole panic that I had because everything has to change. Essentially, you're shutting down one business and you're opening up another. And Eric's like, no. We have a new name.
I do tend to do that.
Change my name tag. That was it, because you wanted your name tag to be changed through this association.
As I remember the story,
and I'm like, okay,
I think it was you that actually made the announcement first.
It wasn't hot.
That's how I remember the story.
Right? It was not. And nor was it me who made the announcement that as soon as we...
We'd come to this station.
Right? Yeah. We're like 2 minutes away. Nothing has changed. And Eric wants to start changing everything and telling people, okay, well, there's a proper order. So for the fan company to go through that...
You mean Big Ass Fans?
For them to go through that and make all those changes, I feel for them, and thank goodness that it turned out well. And it does. You know, when you listen to the customer, they are your branding expert. Do you know what the most valued thing in car technology is, like what we want in our cars?
The most valued thing in our cars?
Mm-hmm.
Navigation.
More than driving performance. It is the in-car technology. It's like our stereo and navigation.
Yeah, the navigation, right.
Do you remember when it used to be cup holders?
I do,
right?
Yeah,
cup holders were like the
cup
big thing.
Cup holders and then automatic transmission.
But we auto windows, you know, power windows.
On the day that you were ill and not in the studio, producer Bill and I talked about Ford is actually piping in engine, vroom! Piping in engine sounds through that stereo system.
We now want this technology. My daughter's got a neat idea for, like when you're in the car in traffic, that you can kind of interact with the people that are just like in that proximity right next to you.
Oh.
You know, kind of talk about the traffic, talk about.
How are you going to interact? Hands free.
Little bubbles that pop up on your little screen, and you're all kind of like right there. And but then as people veer off and change lanes, you know, and get off the highway, they go away. Right, but just a really neat way that you can interact
it's
with
like
people.
Kind of like the Waze app.
Right, but it reminds you that these are people,
and
not, you know, because you know, kind of eliminating road rage.
What if you don't get along with the people?
You can mark them as ragers.
Jerk.
You can mark them as ragers.
All right.
You can.
Apparently, she's thought this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got to take a quick top of the hour break, get the news and some station IDs. But we've got a whole nother hour of positive business talk just ahead. So don't go anywhere unless it's to visit experienceprosdeals.com. We'll tell you about more of that on the other side.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.